For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for arts lovers. Artist, poet, and punk rocker Patti Smith once said, "I loved books. I read my childhood away. I was more interested in my interior world." It's a good place to start for an artist, as she's since proven in 5 decades of writing, performing, and photography that includes 12 albums and 7 books. Her recent book, Just Kids, her memoir of her friendship with Robert Mapplethorpe and their early days as artists in 60s and 70s New York City, won the National Book Award in 2010. She earned kudos in the 70s for her revolutionary merging of poetry and rock. Her album Horses was named one of the top 100 debut albums of all time by Rolling Stone magazine. And she was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. She was married to the late musician Fred Sonic Smith in Detroit. They had a son, Jackson, and a daughter, Jessie. Patti Smith lives now in New York City, spending her time between an apartment there and a 100-year-old bungalow she renovated in Rockaway Beach. People who came up in the 70s might remember Patti Smith as a hard-edged punk rock poet with an attitude to match, but here in her book she reveals another side of herself. A lot of avid readers can relate to how Smith describes reading books herself as a teenager. She says, "Like Gumby, I would enter a book wholeheartedly and sometimes venture so deeply, it was as if I were living within it." Personally, I jumped right into her world through her words and found myself living there as if it were my own place. It's a tendency that, like her, I've had since childhood. There are moments that any book lover will instantly be able to identify with, such as Smith taking more time deciding what books to take on a trip than what clothes to pack. Her writing packs a vivid emotional punch and takes you to unexpected places, has you thinking in unconventional ways. And the way she uses language is beautiful and flowing and poetic as any song lyric. Almost as compelling as the writing are the pictures. The photos Smith takes using a vintage Polaroid camera, Tolstoy's stuffed bear, Frida Kahlo's crutches in Mexico City, the table used in the 1972 chess match between Fischer and Spassky. The 66-year-old's coffee obsession will ring true with many. A lot of her life is spent in various coffee houses around the world. Much of her work is done in them, sitting with her notebook and pen. She even takes a trip to Veracruz in Mexico at one point for the perfect cup of Joe, which she finds in a coffee merchant's tasting room. "There are two kinds of masterpieces," she says, "the classic works, monstrous and divine like Moby Dick, and then there is the type wherein the writer seems to infuse living energy into words as the reader is spun, wrung, and hung out to dry." She would probably disagree, but her own book, M-Train, approaches that territory for me. Not only her own writing, which is marvelous and comes close to not only the best writers in literature, but also nods playfully at the detective genre that she loves watching on TV. Some of the other books and authors she mentions as favorites, her descriptions of them intrigue me so much I have to try reading them too. Whether or not you're a fan of her music or art, I think you'll like this book a lot. M-Train by Patti Smith is the KBOK Changing Hands Book Notes selection for March 2016. To find out more about the book and to order it at a 20% Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For KBOK and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.